Well, as you probably know, BBC sessions are recorded a little bit in advance of the session actually being broadcast. And tonight I'm at the Aeolian Hall studios for the BBC with Judy Sill. And the reason I'm here tonight is I want to catch up before she goes back to America, because by the time the session goes out, Judy will be back in America. And how have you enjoyed England, really, while you've been over here?
Oh, I've liked it. Yeah, I've had a great time. People are real nice over here.
Hmm.
People are a little... I think they like my music better here than in the States.
In what way?
Well, I think they're... maybe the general public seems like they're a little more sensitive to the kind of music that I think of, more than in the States, seems like.
Do you prefer the venues over here? Because you've
What's a venue?
Well, the places that you play.
Oh, well, no, I played at this club that wasn't too good, but the other places I liked a lot.
Hmm. Because you talk quite a bit about preceding rock groups on concerts,
oh, yes,
haven't you?
Well, I haven't had to do that for a while. I'm trying to forget about that now.
Yeah.
You know, I almost have forgotten about it.
What actually is the problem? You know, how do you feel about preceding a rock band when you have to?
It's terrible. It's outrageous, isn't it? They shouldn't put those kind of musics together, you know.
In what way, though? Is it the sort of feedback
that
you get from the audience?
You see, I feel that, well, especially in America this is true. I haven't noticed this at all here, whether or not I'm with a rock group. But in America, the young people, when they go to hear a rock group or a group that's romantic rock or whatever, seems like they are set on having... the music excites certain levels, you see, and so they don't want to have another kind of music excite any other levels. Like if they're set for some hard rock, they don't want to have any ethereal music, you know. They want to boogie in the lower levels. They don't want to boogie in the higher levels, you know. It's hard to combine those two things.
Mm. Can you trace us through a little bit and talk about how you originally got involved in music?
Oh, how I originally got involved in music? When I was real little, I always wanted someone to harmonize with, and I could never find anyone that could stay on the melody. They'd always go off with me, you know. Mm-hmm. And it used to be real frustrating to me trying with different members in my family. And so my father owned this bar and had a piano in it, and one day I went down there when I was about 3, I think, and I discovered that I could harmonize with myself on the piano. And that's how I got started in music.
Mm. What about actually sort of starting professionally? When did you actually start performing, really?
Well, professionally, I was a bass player at first for about 5 years. I started out as more or less a freelance musician out of Local 47 in Los Angeles. And then I became a bass player. That was how I worked most of the time, as a bass player.
Because the Judy Sill album is the first LP, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are you planning another one now?
Oh, yes, I am. In fact, a couple of those songs that I did will be on it.
Hmm.
The Kiss that I did, that song The Kiss, and that other one, Down Where the Valleys Are Low. Then I have to write about 3 more songs now before it'll be ready.
Yeah, because Jesus Was a Crossmaker was produced by Graham Nash, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, right.
Will he be working with you on the new LP too?
Yeah, he will.
To a larger extent?
Yeah, I think he'll do the whole thing. See, he did that one after, I wrote that song after I'd already finished the album.
Hmm.
So I had to take some songs off. I took 2 songs off. I'll put those on the second album also.
Yeah. How did you get involved with Graham Nash?
Oh, we have the same manager, you know, David Geffen and Elliot Roberts.
And so it's a sort of natural thing, really?
Yeah, I was looking for someone to do it, and David thought it'd be a good idea.
Yeah. So what are your plans now in the future? You're going back to America very soon.
No, not very soon. I have about 3 more weeks, 4 weeks.
Oh, as long as that?
Yes.
Ah, so you'll probably still be here, actually, when the session goes out, then, which will be in about 3 weeks' time.
Oh, I hope so. I hope I'm still here. I really am not that excited about going back to America, frankly, because I know they're going to put me with rock bands again. The only reason I'm excited about going back is to see my little dog, who is on the cover of Rolling Stone this week.
Oh, right, yeah.
My little Basset Hound. She's so wonderful.
Yeah. So what is still to do now in England before you go back?
Oh, well, I have to sing at a couple of colleges, and I have to do a couple of TV shows. I have to go to Amsterdam for a couple of days also, and Germany for a couple of days. And then the rest of the time, I just hope to boogie.
Mm. And then you'll start work on the next LP when you get back, presumably?
No, I probably will work some more, but I'll be working on writing the songs all along.
Yeah. Do you have any idea at the moment when it's coming out?
Yes, I think I'll probably start recording around October or November. It'll probably be out in December.